After meeting with Bright Elementary staff, CTU says it learned there were no safe passage workers on duty at the time of the attack, and that Bright never had a safe passage program before the attack. The union also says there's only one security guard and no formula for addressing behavioral needs. It blames CPS for lack of security and social-emotional learning supports, claiming that the school sent an English-only crisis team to Bright in the days after the attack, even though the school is more than 40% Latino. In a statement, CPS admits that Bright didn't have a safe passage program, but it wouldn't say why. It denies the crisis team was English-only.